naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
Now, let's see, we're playing a Michael Jackson tune, and you do the nice, snotty, soft computer thing. Is there some
naughty,
subliminal?
Naughty computer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're listening to the Computer Corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR. If you missed any part of the show, we do have the archives available on our website sometime after the show.
So as long as our naughty computer is cooperating.
It's a really, 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 really archaic
naughty,
version.
Naughty computer.
No, no, no. It's an archaic version of TiVo for our radio show. On
naughty,
our website.
Naughty, naughty, naughty,
are you having
naughty,
fun?
Naughty computer.
Let's go to the phones here and talk to Robert, who seems to have one of those naughty computers. Robert in Gilbert, I believe.
Yes, hi.
Or Gilbert.
I'm an IT professional.
Yes.
And I'm one of those that has that love-hate relationship with Microsoft.
Yes.
I love Windows 2000 and XP, but I hate ME and NT.
Well, NT wasn't that bad, but ME, I'm with you on.
Uh-huh.
You're just spoiled because of all the cool stuff in 2000.
Right. And you have to remember, NT is now the 12-year-old operating system, so it's, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
For its time, it was a love thing. It's just hate now because you've got options.
All right, Robert, Mr. IT professional, what's NT stand for?
Network technology.
Close.
No, new technology.
There we go. Okay, all right. Well,
yes.
you've got our faith again. what's your question?
Yes, I installed Windows 2000, did the dual boot thing on a, so I had Windows 2000 and 98 on it.
On one physical hard drive?
Yes.
Okay.
It works pretty well. That's one, well, of course, NT does that too, but that's one thing I like about 2000. But I installed, about a week after I installed Windows 2000, it all of a sudden stopped. And DOS is working just fine. I tried reinstalling it, and it boots off a DOS disk just fine. I'm able to even run anything that's 16-bit.
Right, if you're booting from a DOS disk.
If I'm booting from a DOS disk, I can even boot from the hard drive if I choose Windows 98. Now, when it gets to the 32-bit part of Windows 98, it doesn't go. I put the hard drive into a different computer, and everything works just fine.
Well, you can see everything just fine.
Uh-huh.
So
did you
possibly upgrade or convert the partitions to NTFS on that drive?
I didn't. I left it with FAT32 because it had Windows 98. Because when I left it with FAT32, and.
Hey, Robert.
So that 98 could read all of it.
Hey,
yes.
Robert, you got a whole bunch of stuff. If you don't mind holding, we'll take you off the air and try to help you out a little bit more because
we're coming up on a break anyway.
Yeah, we're
so
coming
we
up on a break, and you got a bunch of kind of obscure things, and we'll help you out. But let's put you on hold and see if we can help Jim
okay.
and Peoria here. Jim's got probably a more
we probably are just going to get a preview of Jim's question.
Wide-reaching question, huh? Jim, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Thanks.
What's on your mind?
Oh, I have an Uber Wi-Fi question.
Oh, he used it. Way to go, Jim.
You'll get an Uber answer then.
I'll get an Uber answer. Okay. Well, I have a Windows XP home on my desktop computer and on my wife's laptop computer.
Okay.
And I got the Linksys 2.4 gigahertz wireless B router.
Okay.
And I got that configured with a PC card in her so she can surf the internet from the router.
Cool.
But I'm having trouble networking the two together so we can share files on the printer.
Very common. Then we know probably
and
what
I go through the wizard, and what happens is I get sort of a network.
Yeah, Jim?
Yeah.
We probably know what you're doing wrong, but you're going to have to hold through the break because
okay.
we can't get it all in before the end of the
segment. We got an Uber preview of the Uber problem, and
yes.
when we come back, we'll give you the Uber answer and some Uber pointers.
Okay. And it's very Uber common.
Well, that's real Uber cool.
I put Jim on hold. He's hanging out there.
So all you people out there with Windows XP trying to create a little home network and share files, we get this call and these emails all the time, so you're going to have to stay tuned because after the news, we will answer that question.
Lots of Uber tips to Uber help you get your Uber Wi-Fi network a rock.
And as well, we'll have our Geek Speak of the Week, our Web Attack Free Download of the Week, and of course, more of your calls and questions here at the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, the Data Doctors here every Saturday morning, and we've got another 45 minutes to go, so stay tuned for more Uber Computer Talk.
All that after the news. Back after the award-winning news with Gail Bass.